欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文，我是木木。
This is Zelina.
Oh, I forgot my line.
You forgot your line.
再来一遍啊！欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文 ，comma， 我是木木 ，period.
Oh, really?
好冷。I just heard two punctuation marks. Did you hear that?
Well, yep, it was a comma and a period.
So today we're gonna share some punctuation marks, their English names. 今天要分享一些标点符号的英文表达。
Okay, so a short grammar lesson.
对，相当于一个非常短小的语法的课。好，如果大家想要收看这节课的笔记呢，不是这节课，这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或是微博搜索关注早安英文。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。以前啊，我们在写作文的时候，是不是大家通常都要背那么几个心灵鸡汤啦、名人名言啦？这个时候呢，就出现了 quotation marks. When do you use quotation marks?
When you are writing something that someone has already written or said, but you can't use it as your own.
对，就是在引用别人说的话的时候。And there are two different kinds of quotation marks, right?
Yeah, so you have single quotation marks that are used to quote someone who is quoting someone else, and then you have double quotation marks that are used to directly quote the words of someone.
对，感觉这句话特别像这个 freestyle. 好了，这个单引号 single quotation 指的就是那种转述或者是引用别人说的话，但是如果话里还有别人说的话的话，这个时候呢，这个话就要用单引号。大家听懂了吗？就这个双引号呢，就是直接就是表示转述或者是引用别人说的话。The next one, I do like to use it.
All right, which one?
The one which can add an air of emotion to a sentence.
Exclamation mark?
Yes, that's right. 就是刚刚提到的惊叹号。So the exclamation mark 就是惊叹号。想起周杰伦的一张专辑。By the way, do you know a Chinese superstar named Jay Chou?
I don't know him.
One of his album named the exclamation mark.
That's an interesting. Even now I'm having trouble. That's an interesting name for an album.
Share some sentences that can end with an exclamation mark.
You have interjections like hey, oh, no, and short sentences like that's cool or be quiet.
I will make an example. I can't believe it. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
The lobster tastes so good.
Those are good as well.
And there are someone we seldom use them in writing, but we often hear them on cell phones.
On cell phones?
Yeah.
Really? Like what?
Like hash key.
Will you
call this mark hash key?
Yeah, we can.
就是井号键啊。Does the word hashtag comes from hash key?
I actually don't know.
I'm just asking.
I have no idea.
There's another one. It shapes like a star.
Asterisk.
对，就是我讲的这个星号键。Can we directly call this mark star?
You can. I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say that.
Zelina 的回答总是这么的谨慎。我经常听到这个电话里面这个 operator, 他们会说 if you want to end the conversation, you canPush which button?
The pound key.
Pound key. So in America, the hash key means a pound key, right?
Yeah, they call it the pound key when like, you have to turn it off for the operator.
对，经常我们听到就如果你要结束对话请按这个井号键，这个时候呢，在美国他们通常说 pound key.
I would like to share one with you guys.
Which one?
Ellipsis.
I don't know which one is it.
Or we can say dot dot dot.
Gotcha, 就是省略号，但是它的这个 ellipsis is hard to remember, but dot 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 is easy to remember. So when do you often use it?
You can use it when there's more to write or when you want to avoid writing a certain part of like a quote.
就是你欲言又止的感觉，你就可以用点点点。If we use them on the WeChat, it means speechless, no words to say.
Yeah, different meaning from like in a paper.
对啊，和这个书面语是不一样的。节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。 了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
Now we're going to make a conclusion of today's podcast.
All right. So,
anything to say?
I mean, so today we had a little grammar lesson on different kind of things that you can use and how to use them.
Yes, 就是我们要知道这些小小的标点符号应该怎么使用。好，我们一起来复习一下。首先 the first one, 逗号
comma,
句号
period,
引号
quotation marks,
感叹号
the exclamation mark,
井号键
hashtag,
or
oh, pound key,
对，星号键
star or asterisk,
好，这期节目呢，我们就聊到这里了。Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye bye.